Yeah, we are happily the radio partner for this year's Eurosong. The Late Late Show Eurosong special will happen on February the 7th. And this week we are revealing all six songs and talking to the singers. And the ones that we've revealed so far, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, are available to watch on the Late Late Show YouTube channel. If you're interested, today is the turn of Emmy with her song Like a Party. And Emmy is in a Norwegian studio in Oslo. Hello, Emmy.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you, Emmy.
Thank you.
What we're doing this week is, and you probably know this, we're introducing not only the songs but the singers to our audience so they get to know you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So tell us about yourself then.
Yeah, I'm Emmy. I'm from Norway, as you said. I'm a singer, songwriter, and TikToker and graphic designer. And I've been singing basically my whole life, and because my family does music, so yeah.
Yeah. So the big question they're going, oh, what, why is she singing in the Irish Eurosong competition?
Yeah, I totally get that question. But it's an interesting story. We did this songwriting camp in Norway, and a songwriter flew in from Ireland to Norway to attend this camp. And so since the song is partly Irish, it felt natural to submit it there. And we're so lucky that we got in.
Ah, and this camp was a songwriting camp for the Norwegian entry for this year's Eurovision.
It was actually for like Eurovision in general.
Oh, right, in general. Okay, not just, yes, okay. And the Irish songwriter is Larissa Tormey.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there is a history between Ireland and Norway and the Eurovision. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, you think about a Secret Garden?
Yes, yes, I'm thinking about Secret Garden. And Fionnuala Sherry, who's a great violin player, and she was in Secret Garden, and she won with Secret Garden for Norway, didn't she?
Yeah, and thank you for that.
Yes. So there is a history there. There is a history. So it's the Laika party. Tell me about Laika and the party and where the lyrics came from.
Yeah. So Laika is the dog that was sent out in space all alone in 1957. And one day I was doing this weekly quiz that I do with my family, and there was a question about Laika. And so I got a little sad thinking about her story, really, and I just wanted to make her a tribute or create a scenario where she doesn't die, but where she lives on and has her own party in the sky.
Oh, that's poor little Laika. First living thing in space, Laika, wasn't that it? Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That orbited the Earth, at least.
Yes, sorry, it orbited the Earth. Tell me about your family. So you said they were musical. Who else is in the family?
Yeah, well, my brother, he's actually a writer on the song.
As well, great, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
To have him on the team. And yeah, there's mom and dad. There's my dad's a bass player, or was at least, and my mom's a singer and piano player.
Oh yeah, so you're steeped in music. Have you been to Ireland before?
No, I haven't, but I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm going in there like a few days before the show, so I have a few days to like become a little Irish.
Yeah. And what can you tell us about the staging of the song, Emmy?
I'm thinking like it should fit with the song and the theme, so a bit like party-ish, but also keep that space-ish, like astronaut colors and vibe, you know?
And a dog, maybe? No.
We'll see.
I don't know if they allow that sort of thing. There are probably rules around having dogs involved in the Eurovision Song Contest. So we're going to listen to it. Emmy, it's song number 4, and Like a Party.
She wasn't afraid, though she was alone in the like I never died, and that she spins around us still, and that she has a party in the air and always will. I hope that she is dancing every night among the stars. I hope Laika is alive, like a party in the sky. Like a party in the sky.
Flags in the air. Emmy, come on. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
They're all bopping outside in the control room there.
Oh, I love that.
Excellent song. Should be a number one hit. A Euro classic right there. Me Laika.
Says
that person.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Good one. Thank you.
It's tinged with sadness, Emmy, because as the song was playing through there, I was picturing poor Laika partying on their own outer space. It's a touching thing.
Aww.
It's a touching thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother said it's the saddest, happiest song we've ever made.
Great description. Great description.
Yeah, it is.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the Late Late Eurosong special on February the 7th. Thank you so much. Enjoy the build up. And thanks so much for talking to us today from our Oslo studio. It's not ours, but, you know, we say things like that. Thanks, Emmy. Talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.